U.S. plays down claims Hamas is violating ceasefire deal over hostage remains. Worse than starting from scratch. How big is the task of rebuilding Gaza? Trump says he authorized CIA in Venezuela, as Maduro says no to regime change. Russia intensifies attacks on Ukraine's trains in battle for the railways. China sacks officials over viral Arc'teryx fireworks show in Tibet. I can't afford to save both twins. Sudan's war left one mother with an impossible choice. Cracked windscreen forces U.S. Defense Secretary's plane to land in U.K. Trump says Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil. He transformed R&B forever. Stars pay tribute to D'Angelo after his death at 51. ChatGPT will soon allow erotica for verified adults, says OpenAI boss. Bitcoin worth $14 billion seized in U.S.K. crackdown on alleged scammers. Trump says U.S. will not waste our time. Helping Argentina if Milei loses. Months after fall of Assad, families of Syria's missing still seeking justice. China arrested 30 Christians. Some fear it's the start of a bigger crackdown. Bowen, Trump's role in Gaza ceasefire was decisive, but not a roadmap to peace. Spain's radically different approach to African migration. Indian cinema tickets are getting pricier, but not everyone's complaining. War crimes alert as food runs out in besieged Sudan city. Watch. Freed detainee finds family alive after thinking they had been killed. Watch. Moment house drifts away from land as typhoon hits Alaska. Crowds in Madagascar cheer as military unit seizes power. Watch. Emotional reunions as freed hostages return to Israel. Gold prices extend record rally above 4,200s on Fed cut bets. U.S.-China tensions. Gold rally set to extend as Fed easing. Geopolitical risks fuel demand. Trump says Modi assured him India will stop buying Russian oil. U.S. judge dismisses youth activists' lawsuit challenging Trump's energy policies. Trump says India PM Modi assured him of no more Russian oil buying. Trump says India will halt Russian oil purchases. EIA expects heating U.S. homes by electricity to cost more this winter than last year. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.48%. Samsung, SK Hynix hit record highs as AI chip optimism persists. J&J faces first UK lawsuits alleging its baby powder caused cancer. Final hours, subscribe to Investing Pro for less than $9 before sale ends today. ABB sees robust market so far unaffected by US tariffs. Australia's Treasury wine chair grilled by shareholders but comfortably reelected. TSMC Q3 profit blows past market forecast to a record on AI spending boom. EQT tops 19 billion euro in exits, boosts cash flow amid global buyouts and fund growth. TSMC Q3 profit jumps 39.1% to record, beats expectations. Nestle sales growth beats forecast with new CEO at helm. Australian unemployment hits four-year high, rate cut back in play. Australia jobs rise less than expected in Sept, unemployment rate hits four-year high. Japan August machinery orders fall 0.9% month on month, worse than forecast. New Zealand food prices fall in September. Argentina hopes to finalize U.S. $20 billion swap line before midterm vote. U.S. retail sales likely rose in September. Higher income consumers drive growth. Walmart U.S. CEO says shoppers still spending at a healthy rate, Bloomberg News reports. India's trade deficit widens to 13-month high on gold imports. U.S. tariff impact, dollar defensive as Sino-U.S. trade tension weighs. ECB should only cut rates further if new shocks hit, DeLenk says. Morning bid, news overload splits markets. Besant says yen will find its own level if Bank of Japan follows proper policy. Hawkish Bank of Japan policymaker calls for more rate hikes. Breach at U.S.-based cybersecurity provider F5, blamed on China, Bloomberg News reports. South Korean presidential policy chief says optimistic. About U.S. tariff talks, U.S. buys more Argentine pesos, working on $20 billion debt facility, Besant says.